This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. It's JP Cakes and EB hanging out on a Valentine's Day. You got the NBA All-Star Weekend coming up. I find this kind of ridiculous. I should have asked you, Valdez, do we have the audio of Rob Parker? So, I guess not. Rob Parker is the guy who once called RG3 a cornball brother.
That is correct.
And I think he got fired from whatever job he had.
I think it was ESPN, if my memory serves correct.
But now he's on Fox, I think on Fox Sports Radio.
Okay.
And he says Caitlin Clark has ruined NBA All-Star Weekend.
Why?
They invited her to be involved in a shooting contest with Steph Curry.
Okay.
Now, I think last year they did it with Steph Curry and Ionescu.
Right.
And Caitlin Clark has said she's not interested in doing her first three-point contest in the NBA. She wants to save it for the WNBA.
Hmm.
And she's not interested in shooting three-pointers off of a ball rack because she practices catch and shoot.
Ah, okay.
Here's what I would say to Rob Parker. She's not in the NBA. Well, Her job is the WNBA.
I would also
like, how is she ruining the NBA All-Star Weekend? Do you know who ruined the NBA All-Star Weekend?
It's been ruined.
The players who quit playing in the game.
It's been
that
ruined.
Made it a joke.
For 20 years.
Right.
It's been broken for like a decade and a half.
I think it's completely unfair.
About?
It's completely unfair to Caitlin Clark that she doesn't even play in the NBA. She's expected to rescue the goofy NBA All-Star game. By the way, they're doing something wacky now where instead of East versus West, they have, I think, three different teams, maybe four different teams of like eight.
I've said
they've
this.
Tried these wacky drafts. They've
I've
tried
said
all
this
stuff.
Years.
Are they telling me they need Caitlin Clark to rescue the NBA All-Star game?
If you're over the age of like 16 and you're still into the NBA All-Star weekend, you're kind of a simpleton because it's been so watered down and reduced from the greatness that it used to have. Like, you got a bunch of no-names in the dunk contest. They come up with a different game every other year. You can't keep track of what's going on.
I actually think she's smart to not do it.
Yeah. Like, why would you associate yourself with a bad product?
Partnered with Steph Curry or go against Steph Curry?
I think against Steph.
And look,
why would you want to do that?
She's supposed to.
Ionescu almost beat Steph last year.
I mean,
it was like a one-shot difference.
I wouldn't want to do it.
Do you want to hear Rob Parker's rationale?
Sure.
How can she say no when the WNBA wouldn't even be around if it wasn't for the NBA? They have subsidized that league forever. Ratings this year, right? Mm-hmm. Guess how much money the WNBA lost this past year? $50 million, even with Caitlin Clark and her numbers.
Brutal.
So the least she could have done was done a solid for her brothers in the NBA. They aren't earning their keep. Let's just be honest. I'm being honest. The least she could have done was take part in that. And
kind of a good point. I didn't know the $50 million loss by the WNBA.
Well, it's definitely a good point that they've been subsidizing and keeping it afloat.
I knew that in the past.
But I don't know that. I don't think would her participation make or break that stupid weekend?
It'd bring more eyeballs.
You think it would?
Yes. It would definitely bring more eyeballs.
It would definitely help.
Because people would be intrigued.
Think generally more people watch the NBA than watch the WNBA?
Yes. I know the Lakers game the other night drew 2 million people.
So
now that was Luka's debut.
Elevate? I guess you bring some girls. I don't know.
They're going to do their NBA crowd anyway. I think people would check it out out of curiosity.
I think the casuals would definitely check it out.
Guys, it would be the biggest thing of the All-Star weekend. If Caitlin Clark was in the three-point contest going head-to-head against Steph Curry.
Her brand is so big.
Yeah, she's way bigger than the league itself.
I can understand her wanting to
But they all draw bigger numbers than her.
Who?
The NBA.
No, it doesn't. It got 2 million for Luka's debut. It's going to go back to a million people a game. Caitlin Clark does great when she plays.
Yeah, but she's not going to bring more than 2 million people, will she?
I mean, she has before.
She, in her games. In the WNBA games?
I'm sure she has.
Oh, okay.
Or close to that.
If I were her, I would look at the NBA's current All-Star weekend and say, it's kind of an embarrassment. I don't want to be involved with it, even if they are bankrolling the WNBA. Like, her brand is too big to be there, in my opinion.
She's too big for it?
She's too big for it.
Caitlin Clark is one of the biggest names in basketball, male or female.
But she still doesn't outdraw the NBA, I didn't think.
It's not about that. She's a super household name, superstar. It's beneficial to the game of basketball if she was there on one of the biggest stages. And Cakes thinks it's for kids. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But it's still one of the biggest stages for the sport outside the NBA Finals. I mean, they get a big rating number.
I just think it's been reduced.
Of course,
significantly
it has. Of course,
over
it
the
has.
Years.
But it's still a big thing on Saturday night. NBA Saturday night is still a big thing.
If she participated, it wouldn't get to this level, but people would be curious to watch it, just like we were curious to watch Mike Tyson fight Jake Paul.
You'd have to promote
it. It's not to that level.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
But people watch Tyson versus Paul because of the curiosity factor.
You're going to talk about now like a 24-hour build. Let's just say she decides to do it.
Okay, but there would have been more buildup. He's just voicing his frustration now. There would have been more buildup if she agreed to it a month ago. And I don't think the All-Star game is this Sunday.
When is it?
I think it's in a couple weeks.
No, it's this weekend.
Oh, it is this weekend? Damn, I've lost track.
Yeah, there'd be no buildup. I didn't even know, honestly, that she was considering being in it, to be honest with you. I don't know.
I don't think she is. Here's what I would be worried about, though.
Cakes, I think the NBA weekend has been ruined for a decade plus.
I used to be into it. I didn't even know it was this weekend. I lost track of it because we don't care about the dunk contest anymore. They bring Mac McClung out from the G League every year to do dunks.
It's just embarrassing.
And there aren't big names in the dunk contest.
Here's the NBA dunk contest this year. Mac McClung, Matas Buzelis, Stephon Castle, and Andre Jackson Jr.
Yeah.
Who is Andre Jackson Jr.?
I think he's averaging 2 points a game.
What they should do is they need to bring the YouTube guys. I've said it a million times. Bring the YouTube dunkers.
Just scrap. Unless Anthony Edwards and company are dunking, just scrap it. It's okay to get rid of an event that has jumped the shark, which this has clearly.
I know. So you don't think Caitlin Clark being there would mean anything?
It definitely would bring
you. I think that's who they're trotting out. I think she looks at this whole NBA All-Star weekend as a broken event.
I think she's just, why do I want to be associated with it? I'm going to take her at her word that she thinks is a little out of her comfort zone. She doesn't shoot from Iraq. What was the other excuse she said she had?
I think she practices catch and shoot.
She likes to catch and shoot. She doesn't like to just shoot off a rack. Well, there was one other thing. She said, I don't like to do it off a rack. And I guess that was just one big complaint. I don't like to just pull balls off a rack.
Oh, and then she wants
that's her big complaint. She's like pulling balls off a rack.
She wants her first 3-point contest to be at the WNBA's All-Star Weekend.
Mm-hmm. I don't put too much credence in that.
I almost wonder, though, if I'm Caitlin Clark.
She's not used to it.
Caitlin Clark, you almost have nothing to gain by doing this unless you were able to beat Curry, which you're risking it. You know, I guess this is kind of like LeBron never did the dunk contest, right? Because what did he have to gain from it? Only could lose, maybe. People go, oh, you didn't win the dunk contest.
He's not going to beat these super creative
dunkers. No, but my thing is, Caitlin Clark, like if all right, you give her a pass for losing this one. What if she lost in the women's three-point contest?
Hey, here's my...
Also, you start to knock down the legend a little bit.
She's also a volume shooter more than she is some like super high field goal percentage shooter. As far as I'm concerned, she's a volume shooter and she takes crazy shots. She makes some, but...
Here's my boomer take of the day. If you have played for teams named the Delaware Bluecoats and the Osceola Magic, you are not allowed to be in the NBA dunk contest. Sorry, Mac McClung. You're a great dunker, okay? But you've played on multiple G League teams. You're not allowed. You're not special enough.
Thank you. Does Caitlin, she signed her deal with Nike, right?
Yes.
Does she have her own signature shoe now?
I don't know, but I would imagine she does.
Already?
Yes.
Do you know, and I guess this is a thing, that Cooper, Meg's boyfriend, he plays in the Sabrinas. He loves the Sabrinas.
Yeah.
Do you know a lot of
shoes?
Guys that do that? He wears low top.
Shoe.
Huh? Yeah, for guys, too?
I mean, I've heard that.
Yeah. He loves them.
Can you guys stop comparing the slam dunk contest to 1985?
No, we can't.
First, you act like there weren't a bunch of numbers in that one.
No, and I every don't think few that that's years, a problem. And but they released in the league.
I know, but they didn't have the G League back then. All right, so, and the only reason Mac McClung is in it is because he was a viral superstar. You guys want YouTubers in it. Mac McClung was a viral superstar.
I would do the YouTubers.
He's clearly proven his worth.
I have standards. I have standards when it comes to dunking.
No, okay? The NBA guys are not good dunkers.
These superstars in 1986, Terrence Stansberry
is a beast,
Paul
but he was a terrible
Presley,
player.
Roy Hinson, Terry Tyler, those superstars.
Roy Hinson was a good player.
Okay, you're drilling down on a weak
deal. I mean, Jaylen Brown was in the dunk contest last year.
Okay.
And the problem is they're not good dunkers. Dunkers have way surpassed them.
Mac McClung is an amazing dunker.
Hey,
he's good, but he's more of like a YouTube guy.
Adam Silver.
He is.
Adam Silver needs to sack up and go to the superstars.
I would just go all YouTube.
He needs to sack up and go to the stars and say, you guys have to be in the dunk contest.
They shouldn't, Cakes, because these NBA guys are... There's so many great dunks out there now. These guys can't do them. They're nowhere near them. They can't what the dunkers are doing.
I don't care. If I'm just a random Joe, I don't care about a YouTuber that I've never heard of dunking. I don't care about that guy. He's just a random.
I know, but what if I told you during the dunk contest you're going to see stuff you haven't seen?
Yeah, you're going to see. I mean,
you're going to see dunks you haven't seen.
You're going to be impressed by the YouTube guys. If you put six YouTube,
if I sold it to you like that,
I need them to be household names. I need them to be superstars.
Well, those guys suck.
It can't just be some guy who's unimpressive. It can't just be some playground legend from Chicago that I've never heard of.
So let me get this straight: Anthony Edwards must participate in the dunk contest, but Caitlin Clark, she can do whatever she wants. She doesn't have to.
Well, she's not part of the NBA.
She's not in the NBA.
It's the same company. Anthony Edwards is in the
same thing. I don't care about Caitlin Clark. I think she's protecting her brand. I think she doesn't want to go out there and lose.
So are all the all-star dunkers who don't want to lose either.
Exactly. But the all-star dunkers, they suck. They can't do anything.
That's
now.
Not true.
They're not good dunkers. They do boring things.
Oh, Spud Webb was an amazing dunker.
No, Dee Brown,
let me cover my eyes for half a second.
No, yeah.
The dunks now are way better than they were 40 years ago.
The YouTube guys. These guys.
The NBA guys. Are you kidding me?
These guys, they're boring. Compared to the YouTube guys, these guys
go
are
go back,
awful.
Kenny Skywalker. Those dunks suck.
I agree. I agree with you. That was 50 years ago. The dunk has gone way past these guys.
I'm sure Vince Carter's dunks were terrible. I'm sure Dominique couldn't dunk.
Yeah, there's been a couple great dunkers that have had some really great performances.
It's like having a world-class sprinter like run a marathon. These guys aren't... This is not their event. It's way beyond them now. Dunking.
But even a
the
few
art
years
of
ago, even
is a way few, beyond the NBA.
Even a few years ago, I think Zach LaVine was an excellent dunker. Now, I thought Aaron Gordon should have won one of those. That's 2015, 2016. Those were
10 years ago.
That was a really good dunk contest. Those two dunk contests, I guess. And then there were decent names. Donovan Mitchell won it in 2018. I don't know if he was some sort of great dunker.
No.
I do think they need the better names. You don't necessarily have to have the biggest stars. But look, the problem with the NBA All-Star game,
they got
in my mind, you can disagree, is the game itself became such a joke. I know this is part of the All-Star weekend, but when the game itself becomes guys shooting from half court, nobody guarding, and just dunk after dunk after dunk, the game loses its luster, and then the All-Star weekend itself becomes even less important. So they're trying to have Caitlin Clark rescue it. That's what Rob Parker wants it. Let's bring Caitlin Clark to the rescue. Shouldn't they be able to rescue it themselves? Like the players actually play hard and bring that back when you would want to see, you know, back in the day, oh, it was the first time you'd see Jordan and Kobe go at it or something like that. You'd want to see that. They don't go at it anymore.
I'm with you.
I'd want to see, you know,
Giannis
try hard against Joker or whatever.
Hey, I want to see Caitlin Clark in the game. Not just shoot threes. I'd let her play. You think I'm nuts for that?
No.
I'm kind of
interested, but the thing is if they really wanted to lock her down, they could. But she should play in it because they don't play any defense. I think that's a good idea.
So you would rather play in the game than do the three-point contest?
Yeah. That's more interesting to me. If you said Caitlin Clark this weekend is going to be in a three-point contest with Steph Curry, I have an interest on a scale of 1 to 10 at 2. If you say that she's going to be in the game...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
My interest is up to like an 8.
Spikes it.
I'm up to like an 8.
Put her in the game.
Put her in the game.
Get me in contact with Adam.
Yeah. Hey, Drive, you like meeting. It? I like. Put her in the game. Now you've piqued my interest. Now you've piqued my interest now. Because okay, they're not going to defend her. So she'll get all the shots off.
I mean, they put Magic Johnson in the game. He wasn't even in the league. So
yeah. I guess put her in the game. Put her in the game.
What a farce. The whole weekend is a complete farce.
Put her in the game.
Hey, Mac McClung did play 2 games in the NBA last season.
2 games.
And one, he's played in 1 game this season. Yeah. NBA-er.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a terrible player. Why can't they just stash him on a roster somewhere? What are they doing?
Because all he can do is dunk. That's not true.
And he's too small.
That's not true.
All right, got to take a break. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.